بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذرية من حملنا مع نوح إنه كان عبدا شكورا. Obviously it is Mansub because it's the Munada Zurriyata Ya Zurriyata Man Hamalna Wa'ani. So that's an address to all of us, because it will translate children who we had, progenies, not children, see progenies who we had carried with Nuh alayhi salam. And as this is one muqaddama, the other muqaddama is وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. A lot of discussion with the people on the earth today, are they all from the children of Nuh alayhi salam, or there were other people also that were saved? So it was the deluge, it was the flood, and everybody was drowned. So now one is those people that had boarded the ship, and the other is, was there anybody else besides these people that were saved? So this verse makes it clear, جَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. So it's just his progeny that remained. That means the man that is now present, right, he is at least from the progeny of two Nabis, Adam and Nuh alayhi salam. Ya zurriyata man hamalna ma'anu. So when Allah Ta'ala addresses, he addresses in a way that it will open your understanding. He's addressing you with respect. Zurriyata man hamalna ma'anu. Someone says, you know, I had the privilege of being in Hajj with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Isn't that a privilege? Or we were in the same boat, we were in the same car. So don't you consider that as a privilege? So zurriyata man hamalna ma'anu. So you are from that same progeny. Understand? Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was in Karachi, perhaps in the madrasa of Hazrat Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he was asked to address the students. So the Shaykh says, see, the wa'iz nahi, I'm not an orator. Baki, but chand alfaz mein kehte jaun, apne qadar ko pehchano. So he says to the students, understand your position. Your position is too sublime, too great. Student of deen. And we don't realize the status of the student of deen. If he is right, then the whole world comes right. If he goes off, then the whole world goes off. The importance, see. You like the controller of the traffic. If the control is right, then the whole road goes right. But if the control goes off, then the whole world goes off. So understand your lofty position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the importance of you, then appreciating that position and serving the position correctly. See this word, zurriyata man hamalna ma'anu. So you from that same progeny and the same descendants. This is a descendant, that's your lineage. So understand your lineage, where you're coming from. So the problems come on earth when you don't understand where you come from. But the day you understand, oh, this is my lineage, then you're a different person. Your behavior, your understanding, your outlook changes. They say Rasulullah's first experience with Wahi, first encounter, first experience with Wahi, and Jibreel al-Islam is instructing him, Iqra, recite. And Rasulullah says, Ma ana biqari'in, I don't know how to read. So he hugs him, presses him, and leaves him, and asks him to recite again for the second time, third time. And then, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. So, now there is a discussion as to why Jibreel Islam hugged him in that manner. So, obviously, Rasulullah's maqam, his status is too high. It's beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was apprised, it was made known to him, right, that this is your position. Right. Up till then, he did not understand that he was appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he came to understand him. But now he has to connect to that different realm. Because now the communications are not earthly. Communications are from the heaven. So when the communication is from the heaven, then he has to have some level of familiarity with heavenly things. Up till now, he hadn't connected with the heaven. But now, he is connecting with the heaven. Therefore, the shaqqa sadr, Rasulullah's Mubarak chest was opened, some say three times, some say two, three, four, whatever. So the first instant that this happened, he must have been a young boy, maybe under 8-9 years of age, and that happened. So some malaika came, perhaps Jibreel Islam, they opened out the chest, and again they put it back together. So this was done. The surgery that was done by the malaika. It wasn't something spiritual, but it was a surgery. Again it happened at the time of Mi'raj. And again it happened, they say, at the time of Wahi. So the first time it happened, they say the reason for that was that a human being has got several things in his temperament. Several things make the temperament of a man. Right? There'll be desire in you, there'll be temptation in you, there'll be emotions in you, there'll be your reasoning ability, right? There'll be a recording memory that you've got. Then, also, at an infancy level, then you want some amusement and entertainment. At an infancy level. But now, people at the age of 60 or so, they're still playing bowls. So it makes you think now, right? They're still in their infancy. What's going on? What is in your infancy playing, alright? 7-8 years of age. Now 60 years, 70, playing golf. That is the time that you're preparing for the next leg of the journey. A journey that is irreversible. Now you're going there in the golf course, 3 hours, 4 hours, and so much of money, then you've got a carrier, and a cart, and a carriage, all that. And then you think, no, I've got a status symbol. On the lighter side, one doctor is playing golf with his attorney friend. So he's complaining to the attorney on the golf course that you see nowadays, the patients have become too clever. They just give you the symptoms over the phone. Doctor, I got the symptoms here, what must I do? Or I take this thing here, this syrup here, that tablet. So they're not coming to the surgery, they're not paying the free call. So the attorney says to him, you know what you must do? See the time, check the time, and bill them after that for that whatever consultation over the phone. So bill them for the consult over the phone. By the next day, the doctor got a bill from the attorney, consultation on the golf course, 500 rands. See that? It's about, just about money. The whole world is just about money. Like I say, there's different apartments, compartments in your heart. One is reasoning, one is temptation, emotion, one is playing, right? One is running after money. Money. That's another madness. Allah Pak save us. Nobody can be proud. But if you drunken with that thing, sakratul aish, then it's an addiction that you can't simply take out. It's such an addiction that you can't take out. It's very difficult. One person is on the throes of death and is repeating the words German and China. German, China. This stuff that I got from German and China, take it for 5 rupees. 5 rupees, German and China. So, that wealth was stuck into his heart. He was stuck. And at the time that he is leaving, the thing that was most dear to him, that came out of the tongue, you see. What was most dear, that was the thing that came out. So, that is a very crucial moment. If you like something, then this is how you die. كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ. You like something, you're too attached to it, over-attached. One is a slight attachment everybody has. That's not a sin. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. Right. So everybody has an attachment that is not haram, not forbidden. Everybody has good food, well, you have an attachment. Don't you have an attachment? If the steak and pastries and all that, we look eager, right? Well, so it's no guna, no sin for that. But the wrong is over attachment. That's wrong. No, I can only eat if I have this type of food. I can only travel this type of car. I can only come out of the house with this type of clothing. Right? And wherever I go, people must recognize me, respect me. So that's not right. That's called world. That's called dunya. Otherwise, cheese the dunya. As khuda, ghafil buddha. What is dunya? Dunya means to become unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Unmindful of Allah Ta'ala means to be unmindful of what He wants. You are overwhelmed with what you want and you forgot what Allah Ta'ala wants. See? You're overwhelmed, your mind is overwhelmed with what you want, what you desire, and what Allah Ta'ala desires, that so you want to do a lot of business, right? You saw the opportunities in doing business. But now, you're not thinking that I'm going to do so much of business, my namaz will go, and I need to be good to my parents, that will be compromised, and there are other duties, hajj, etc. I'll start postponing all these things here. So, that love for the world has become overwhelming, that the duties for Allah is forgotten. That's called dunya. But if there is wealth, but you didn't forget any single duty of Allah Ta'ala at any time, then you don't call it love for the world. Therefore, Imam Ghazali says, I saw someone at the Multazam, and I just checked into his heart. He was crying profusely, and I saw him, but not a single moment was exempt from the love of the world. Heart is full with world. Dunya, dunya, dunya. And my fortune or misfortune, I experience the same thing. And the Muslim, the person making dua, Rabak, this factory open, this money has worked. Rabak, make it work, make it work, make it work. You know, you get tired sometimes. At the Multazam, one of the most prominent places in the whole Kaaba Sharif, Multazam, right? Most du'as get answered there. And then he is crying what the factory that he opened up, and that thing was just worked. Sometimes you get mad. It's a drunken, it's a drunkenness, it's an intoxication. And I say, Allah must save us all. Just after that. But if someone has got things, but he doesn't forget Allah Ta'ala for a second, he says again that I saw someone in Mina. I saw him as a Multazam, then I saw another person in Mina. And he was doing big business, not small business, like 100,000, 50,000, 1 million, just doing business there. And I checked into his heart, not even a moment he was absent minded. He wasn't forgetful of Allah Ta'ala. For a second he was in the trouble. So this person, not a second in the remembrance, and this person, not a second out of the remembrance. So at any given time, and you've got Allah Ta'ala in mind. His remembrance must be so overwhelming. Uyayna ibn Hisn, his nephew was Hur ibn Qais. So Hur ibn Qais wanted an audience with Umar radiallahu anhu, that is the Amir al-Mu'minin. So he spoke to, Uyayna spoke to Hur ibn Qais, because Hur ibn Qais is part of the Shura. You have a parliament, so he's part of the parliament. Says, you got some influence, Umar radiallahu anhu, can you arrange for a sitting? I want an audience. So Hur ibn Qais arranged it, because he's now in, he knows about the, how it works. So he arranged for it. Now, when they had the sitting, so now Uyayna ibn Hisn, he says, Wallahi, la tu'tina al-jazl. You're not giving us right. You're not being fair to us. You're not being good to us. Al Umar radiallahu was irritated, and the reason for him to be irritated, as I look at it, is there wasn't a person as fierce as Umar radiallahu. And now, if someone can make this type of a comment in an Islamic empire, right, that can create sedition, can create differences, problems, fights, disputes. Because now, one person will say it, second person will say it, then there'd be a whole march, a protest. Won't that be? Whereas there's so much of peace, so much of goodness that's pervading in this time, and to start off this thing here, it'll break the whole empire will break up. So Umar radiallahu anhu was naturally upset and wanted to discipline him. When his nephew Hur, that was part of the Shura, he spoke out and said, Allah Ta'ala says, Uzil afwa wa amur bil urfi wa a'rid anil mushrik anil jahili. Uzil afwa wa amur bil urf wa a'rid anil jahili. That hold on to forgiving. Be forgiving, what? All times forgive. Uzil afwa wa amur bil urf, but carry on enjoying good works. Good works also just carry on. But also, be firm upon this. You should be having a forgiving nature. Be forgiving, overlook, forget it. Even sometimes, if you have forgiven, but is not getting rubbed off your memory, it's all right. You forgot it, but now your memory is such, someone's mind is such, that I may have forgiven, but I have not forgotten. That doesn't mean that I haven't forgiven. I've forgiven. I'm not going to make any demands. I'm not going to hurt the person. But what can I do with my mind? My mind doesn't want to forget it. So the mind takes time to heal. See, like, for example, you punched me, right? So I got an injury, right? And you asked me for maaf. I said, "Make maaf." When you ask for the maaf, so this injury healed up. That healing will come up in its time. But in principle, I've maafed, so I'm not going to make any demands, I'm not going to curse you, I'm not going to retaliate, I'm not going to do anything. But the injury would take its time to heal. So same, if you said something, right, then it's going to injure my feelings, right? I made maaf, but the feelings would take time to settle. So it's two different things. As long as I'm not cursing you, I'm not hurting you, I'm not pulling up my face, normal, but it's just that my feelings are hurt. So that feelings will take time to settle. So it's two different things. You shouldn't feel now I've forgiven the person, then why am I reminiscing in the past? Sometimes the mind, you're not in control. Every type of junk just finds its place there in your mind. Today, when I read that khutbah, there isn't anything better than leaving off fudul. What's the word? You know, waswas. Stray thoughts, right? Waswas. So, we think now, why we've got so many stray thoughts? To leave out things that don't concern you. وَرَأَيْتُ أَنْفَعَلِ الْوَسْوَاسِ مِنَ الْفُدُولِ مِنْ تَرْكِ الْفُدُولِ. Don't concern your dunya, your deen, just leave it out. But to make us understand fudul, you know, see how you come here for a purpose, right? So the best thing is to remain focused. Anything that will break your focus, then don't get into it. Now let me just show you two stories, right? I was in Nizamuddin, 76 summer. So after Asr, no, after Maghrib, they have the Kargozari. So, our students go out in Jamaat on Thursday, they return on a Friday. So they also, the students go out on a Thursday, they come back on a Friday. Then after Maghrib, there's a Kargozari. They report how they spend the time. 24 hours they went to give a report of how they spend the time. You get one Kalguzari, you get one Shabguzari. What's all the terms of Shabguzari and Kalguzari? So then there'll be one senior alim that will listen to the Kalguzari. So if there's anything to be corrected, he'll correct it. Now that is the relationship that we need to have with the Mashayikh. That we went somewhere, we did something, right? Something that was a little bit not in line. And do we report for all this? See, this morning I spoke about takabbur, right? Takabbur is so damaging. And the antidote for it is humility. Even though it is appearing like humility, do it. Don't do things that even appear like pride. So something that will give an impression of humility, do that. But something that creates an impression of pride, then don't do it. Like, for example, I want to go somewhere, right? I don't have to ask my senior. I'm elder, I'm big enough. I'm mature. I know what I'm doing. But humility, what humility requires. Ji? You'll ask, right? And what I didn't go without telling him. I didn't mean that I was proud and arrogant when I didn't tell him. But does it create an impression? All right, you got a father, you got an elder, you got an ustad, you got a sheikh. But now you just went and you didn't say anything. So it worked. Will give an impression of pride. So even though you didn't intend pride, but it creates an impression of pride, right? Then avoid that. So something that will create an impression. I was surprised when you find Buzwaradi, they walk in one line, thinking is the same. Look at how the Sheikh of his books, and look at how the more time sabre of his books, both are saying the same thing. He says, oh, one is you've got a murid, right? Someone that's bayat with you. Right? There's like a relationship, right? He wants to make Islam, he wants to rectify himself. And one is a person that is not related. So one is related through bayat, is betrayed to you, and one is not related to you. Now the one that is related to you, he says, both are seeing the same thing. That if he does something, then outwardly it creates an impression of pride, then take it as pride. What? It creates an impression of pride, then take it as pride, and then correct him at that time. So I remember once, when someone asked me, تم جماعت کے کاموں میں شریک ہوتے ہیں؟ جی حضرت جاتا ہوں اجتماع میں. ہاں ہاں یہ تو اجتماع تو بڑے لوگوں کے لیے ہوتے ہیں. سو یہ کوریکشن ملے گی ادھر. سو ناؤ دس تھنگ ناؤ اسٹک ان مائی مائنڈ. آلدو ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم آئی واز ادر آئی کیم انڈیا دیٹ ٹائم اینڈ آئی اسٹو گاڈ ان یش آلسو بٹ I didn't try to then cover up, you know, but I go for gush as well. Could have said that. But I said, well, let him see what he needs to say. At least I know this point is striving at a point. The point that even if there is a possibility, an iota of pride, that needs to be weeded out. An iota of pride, that needs to be weeded out, you see. So if it is someone that is related to you, under your guidance, then you bring it to his attention. But if it is a person not related, not in your, is not related to you in Islahi matters, right? Then we have a different approach altogether. Then where there is a possibility of a wrong, possibility not confirmed, then you will try and justify that point. But he's not related, so you will justify it. Alright, he went somewhere. So what? So what if he didn't tell me? He has some work, and I'm not his senior. So if he didn't tell me, so what? So that means you are wrong in demanding that why didn't he come and notify me before he left? See? So how to keep the heart right? See? At any given time, the right, that monitor must be there. See? That's why they say, to get the monitor in the heart, it's not an easy thing. We think they call it an ihtikaf here, but the idea is Islah. And the Islah requires that the monitor must be 24/7 on the heart. So one of the things that they say that makes that Islah easy, is your mistakes, right? Even though they may be small, but you must reprimand yourself and don't cover up the small mistakes. Your own mistakes, you don't cover, don't make up a story for it. Number two is, when they say the opportunity to do good, then try and be good, be quick in that. Don't postpone that thing. There's an opportunity to do it, then don't rush. Don't hesitate, go and do it. And number three, when the thought of someone else's wrong comes into your mind, right? The thought of someone else's wrong comes, or he did this to me, or he did this, either. It happens. It happens at every level. I know when I was in Myasam now, so it was I read my portion. Myasam, the style was, Ustad Abdul Rahman Sahib, he will tell you this, it's not supposed to be read like this, supposed to be read like that, etc., etc. So now, I'm still young now, first time I'm in Taravi there. So So now to cover myself, I said, the other reciter, he made a blatant mistake, you know. See now, see the nafs, how it works. Very ajeeb and gharib. The nafs is ajeeb and gharib. So he started pointing out my mistake. And I am defending myself, how? The other reciter, you know, let's I think you should correct it. You see that, how the nafs works. So you don't want to be isolated in a wrong. Wrong, but you don't want to be the isolated. If I need something, he also needs, so be equal. See how this love is very, a very subtle trick. You be alert all the time. So if the thought of someone else's wrong comes to your mind, then you jog your memory of your old wrongs. Yeah, you're talking about that person, he did this. But what about when you were young also, you did something, you looked at something wrong, you were victim to music, and what about all that? See, if people got to get to know about this, then you'll be happy about it. So your mistakes, like though it's not part of the equation, but his mistakes, like it becomes like a lion, you know, like a terror, monster. What about your mistakes? Do you ever think about it when you were small, now too? Do you think about it? So that will keep your mind clean. See? The idea is kadaflaha man tazakka, to get this thing clean. And for getting this clean, you need to keep these things active all the time. I said, one is you rush towards good. Innam kan yusari'una fil khayr. Right? And the small mistakes that you make, the small mistakes, also treat it seriously. Don't treat it lightly. Because the small mistake you treat lightly, right, that will become your destruction. Small mistakes. And the small mistake becomes the reason for your destruction. And number three is, when the thought of someone else's wrong comes to your mind, then you think about your, you just jog your history, what you were doing. And do you make sufficient tawbah for that? You got your accounts all cleared by Allah Ta'ala. You're acting too clever. But all the things that you did, what about that? Now then you get your mind right, settled. Otherwise, the thoughts of takabbur, he did this, man. What such a stupid thing he did. See? So where you're going to be thinking great of yourself and despising, that's the problem. So we're talking of Hur ibn Qayyim. She's nafs. And how the thing was, how it works. So Hur ibn Qayyim now, he says to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah Pak says, خُذِ الْعَفْضَ وَأَمُرُ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. You must be always forgiving. Just forgive. And join the truth. And just ignore this jahils or what they do. Just don't pay attention to them. But don't pay attention. And wallah, this person, this uncle of mine, is a jahil. Now imagine Muradiyah at that time, he became temperamental, right? And he was about to discipline him. But the moment that verse of the Quran was recited, straight away he stopped. On his tracks. You know, the example for that is, imagine a car is going racing at 290. And within 10 seconds to stop. That was Umar. That's why they say, Kana waqafan in the kitabillah. When the Quran Sharif is recited to him, straight away he stopped on his tracks. But that's called an alim. Oh, if someone tells us that you're going to give one story here, another story this side here, but to go and admit, I did this wrong, to stop in your tracks, I don't want to do that. See that takabbur. That's the thing, that's the killer. That's the killer. And that it's so subtle, the trick of it is so, so discreet, you can't just make it out. You can't find it, where is it? So what's wrong? If I did, what's wrong? I said, even if it is that some work appears to be having a pride, then go against it. You don't intend to be proud, but it's got a look of pride. It just appears to be proud. So don't do it. Don't do it. See, proud for different ways, right? Sometimes it is that I must be distinct. I must be known. So if I came into a majlis or a gathering, right, so they must show me some recognition. So when some came from Talimuddin, so do they recognize him? Are they recognizing me? Do they take cognizance of my presence? So at any given moment, you want to be given to be in the limelight. Limelight. That's a dangerous thing. So anyway, we are talking about the incident in Nizamuddin, right, the Kalbuzari. So the one that was listening to the report was Mawla Ubaidullah Balyawi. He worked with Mawla Ilyas Sabr Ansari. So he'll know the works in and out. Students are giving a report of how they spend the time. And in the report he says, yeah, you know, whilst we're in Jamaat, so we are coming from Bihar. So I asked the other student, how's the work in your town? And Mawla corrected us there and then. Now, outwardly, does it sound to have any wrong in that? When I start to stop the street. And then I'm sitting in the car, what's wrong in that? So Mawla says, see, as a student, your focus, you know, Shaka Vyaksui, that is not supposed to be affected. Now, you're going to talk about Bihar, is your mind going to be in the study here? Yeah, you know, you're there, you go swimming, you go to the beach, and then weekend we are hiking. And so where your mind is going now? Is it on the work? Or is it distracted from the work? It must get distracted. So another one, inshallah, time is less, inshallah, another time.